Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. How are you today? Today, I'm excited to be talking about real estate. Our topic today will be Airbnbs. Have you ever thought about having an Airbnb? Something that I thought about and got the chance to try it out. So we'll dive more into that because as we reimagine success for our lives, there are many ways and opportunities that we can reimagine success and do things differently or try something new that we haven't tried before. So I will talk about that. But first, I'd like to recap our last week's episode. And that was on gratitude. Were you able to think of one or two things that you have gratitude for? Were you able to start doing that on a daily basis? And if you have, how has your mood improved? How have you changed, grown from that exercise? I know for me, when I think about gratitude and think about what I'm thankful for, it actually helps open me up to even more blessings, gifts, opportunities. So continue to walk and think about gratitude as you move forward in your days to come. All right, now let's go ahead and get to the crystal of the day. The crystal for today is in the real estate category, and I really like this one. It's Landlords Grow Rich in Their Sleep by John Stuart Mill. So we'll talk more about how landlords can grow rich in their sleep as we dive into talking about Airbnbs. Now, Airbnbs are an option for investing that you can try out, or maybe you already have some real estate that you rent out to tenants. Airbnbs might be a good option as well. What are some of the benefits of Airbnbs? Well, first, let me just say, talk about what Airbnb is, just for any listeners who may not be familiar with Airbnb or, never heard of it. So Airbnb, the actual word, is a company called Airbnb, their website's Airbnb.com. And Airbnb started as a way for homeowners to rent out their home, either a part of their home, like you could rent out a room, or you could rent out the whole thing. And so it became a company of vacation homes and condo rentals that's kind of exploded all over the world. So now if you log on to Airbnb's app or go to their website, you can find places all over the world where you can rent out an Airbnb. It's a company that started in San Francisco. And they have their online marketplace for short-term and long-term rental homes for you to, for people to stay in. And they make their money because they do charge a commission from each booking. So they get a small percentage of each booking that occurs. So some of you may have rented out Airbnbs and stayed in them. And actually, now that I think about it, I may have stayed in Airbnb one time before actually trying out as a host. But Airbnbs can be a great way and to stay. Most people see them as more of an economical way to stay. You can get more bang for your buck. So you may be able to get a bigger place to stay in for a cheaper than what you would if you just went to a traditional hotel. So that's why people like Airbnbs, because so it can be more cost effective. So how can you use Airbnbs to your advantage? Now, I've talked in the past about getting real estate on this podcast, Reimagine Success, and real estate can be a very important cornerstone to your financial portfolio. And I've talked about getting it as real estate as an investment property where you can rent it out to tenants. But Airbnb is another option for collecting and getting money through your real estate. There's also another online marketplace that does the same thing. It's called VRBO. So that's another opportunity for you to rent out a rental property. So if you have rental properties or not, just listen in and I'm going to give some tips on getting and setting up an Airbnb. Now, the first tip is, of course, you have to secure a property. Probably standard option that you would think about is something that you own. So if you already own a home and you have maybe a mother-in-law suite in the back or a room that's open to be rented out, those can be used for Airbnb rentals. Now, another way that you could do it, but then you have to actually check on the laws in your area, the local laws in your area, is that I have heard of people who actually will rent like an apartment or a condo and then they Airbnb that. So you can actually do this without even having to purchase a piece of real estate. You can rent something, give you a 12-month lease somewhere. And if the building allows it and the local laws allow it, you could Airbnb it out. Some places do not allow you to sublet. It would be similar to subletting. So you have to be sure to look into the laws and the rules of wherever you would purchase or rent. So, like I said, the first tip for starting an Airbnb business is to secure a property. And just some tips on securing a property. It varies widely by your market and where you live. If you live in a city or a touristy market, that'll probably help you get more stable monthly guests to host. But you could, even if you live somewhere that may not get as many tourists, you could do it for some extra money to have some extra cash to have. So, you know, there's opportunities to grow and make money almost anywhere with Airbnb. So once you secure a property, if you're looking for a property to secure, you have to get your property all ready. So people come to Airbnb almost like they're coming to a hotel. So they expect the bed, a place to sit, a couch, chairs, depending on if it's a room or if it's a whole apartment. TV that works that they can watch while they're resting in the room. And then also linens, towels, all that has to be put into the Airbnb for the guests to have a comfortable stay. So those are the basics that you need. The beds, the linens, TV or something for them to be entertained with while they're in the room. Now, once you've secured a property, the next thing you do will be set up on the platform. So you can go to the Airbnb, get the Airbnb app, or also, like I said, VRBO is another similar short-term and long-term rental app. So you set up your property on that platform. The keys that I would say are important are some good photos. And you don't have to get professional photos. You can take them with your camera phone or a camera if you have that. But just make sure you have the lighting very, very good. Like take it when the room is well lit or it's bright outside and you can open the windows. Great lighting for your photos will go a long way. And then also it's important to put a strong description about your property. Whatever the amenities are around that area. And then, if you look at real estate and read real estate, they use words like charming and cozy. I mean, you can have words that describe your property so people can kind of get a feel for it without actually being there looking at it. So a strong description, great photos will help go a long way on the platform. Now, most of the platforms are pretty easy to set up now, where you just really just need your photos, your descriptions, and you put all the info in about your property. If it's one bedroom, two bedrooms, bathroom, one bathroom, two bathrooms. And then you're off and running once you set up the property on the platform. Now, the third tip is just make sure that you competitively price your rental. And now on Airbnb, they can actually also automatically price your rental for you. So you can use that to give you like a good starting point. I noticed in the market that I'm in New Orleans, we have Mardi Gras festivals that come along, like Jazz Fest. Airbnb can set the price, but I have to adjust it, to raise it for some of these things that come into town. So if we have, Mardi Gras, I had to manually increase the price because all the other hotels and everything is, the demand is very high. So the supply is not as high. So that's a great time when you have events in your city or town to increase the price and just keep it in line with what the hotels are charging. Now, once again, I mentioned that when people go to Airbnbs, they're actually looking for a kind of a discount from the hotel. But if you have a bigger place and you set it in that same ballpark range, then they'll get more for their money, more space for their money. And even if you have a smaller place, then you may just need to set your price a little bit lower. So make sure you competitively price your apartment or rental unit by looking at the prices of other places in that area. And then also there's another program called AirDNA that you can use. You just go to the website AirDNA and you can set up your property by location. And it also dynamically can set your pricing based off the local market rates in the area. So that one works very well as well. So the next thing for having an Airbnb is customer service. Number four would be customer service. It's really important to have friendly responses to any requests and inquiries. And then, of course, if you're hosting a guest, be friendly with them as you message back and forth if they need anything. And also make sure that you have a quick response time. So the app is set up so that anytime you get a message, it can ding on your phone just as if you were getting a text message. So you'll know that you have any inquiries, requests, you can check it out. But just quickly respond to the potential guests or guests. And so if they have a great customer service experience, that can go a long way. Now, the fifth item that I have is use a keypad or lockbox for self-check-in. Guests love self-check-in. They really aren't trying to have to do, check-in like they do at a hotel. Self-check-in is quick and easy. And then nowadays, with the keypads that you can control from your phone, it makes it very easy to change the codes, see when the guests check in, and know what's going on your property. So honestly, most guests, you won't even ever see them in person unless something goes wrong and you have to go over there. But most of the time you actually don't have to see them, or you could see them on cameras if you have cameras up on the perimeter of the property. But people are able to check in, self-check in, and they like that as well. So just make that easy for them and not have to deal with any keys. And then the sixth tip is once the guests check out, it's important to have a good cleaning service. If you desire, you can be the person to change the sheets and clean the apartment, or you can hire a cleaning service. But make sure you have a good cleaning service that's detailed and takes the time to make sure that everything is in tip-top condition for the next guests that come along. And finally, talking about details, my last tip is it's all about the details when you're hosting guests in some type of Airbnb or short-term rental. So the details that the guests are looking for are obviously a clean apartment or a clean place to stay. So that's very important. And I'd say probably one of the top ones, but also the little extras go a long way. You can stock the apartment with drinks, snacks, soap, shampoo, just things that you would expect at a hotel. The kitchen, if you have a kitchen, you can have a little coffee pot or tea. And then also nice sheets and towels are great. And then just in the details, if you are going to get purchasing a property or selecting a property for an Airbnb rental, then make sure that you try to get a great location where your guests can easily maybe walk to some restaurants or there's some entertainment activities in the area very nearby. So select a great location if you can. And if you just already have somewhere that, you know, that you want to use as a rental, then do some of these other details to help make it stand out. So that's the key. Just kind of help make your apartment or your rental stand out. So those are all the tips that I have for Airbnb rental. If that's something you want to try or get into as you reimagine success for your life, I'm going to hit them one more time. So the first one is secure a property. The second one is set up on the platform that you choose, and Airbnb's one, VRBO's another good one. Number three, competitively price your rental. Four, have excellent customer service. Five, use self-check-in for the guests. Six, get a good cleaning service and make sure that the apartment is well cleaned after each checkout. And seven, it's all about the details. So those are seven tips to help you get started or consider possibly doing an Airbnb. I will say one more thing, though. If you're trying to decide having a tenant versus Airbnb, tenants can be a bit easier to manage. Airbnb does take more legwork in the sense that you have to have the place fully furnished with linens, towels, everything, whereas a tenant can move into an empty space, an empty apartment, and they set it up for themselves. So that is an extra step for the Airbnb. And then the other thing is, once again, Airbnb is more into customer service in the sense that you will have regular guests checking in and checking out. So that takes time as well. Whereas if you have a tenant with a 1-year lease, it's one person. And so it's less kind of back and forth talking to them about various things with the property, or they can kind of manage it themselves if the property is in good condition. But yeah, for Airbnb, you have to interact with each set of guests that come in. So it's something worth considering if you do have a property, or something worth considering if you're looking to get a property for investment purposes. And I didn't mention the crystal again. The crystal is landlords grow rich in their sleep. So, of course, landlords can grow rich in their sleep because they own a property that people will pay for either monthly if they're renting it out as a tenant, or if they're hosting a guest, then the guests will pay as they check in and check out. And so the landlord can sleep and know that they will be getting paid for their service of providing a safe and nice place to stay for them. So if you're interested in that, you know, do a little more research. This is just a taste of getting into an Airbnb, and it is a great investment opportunity for those who are reimagining success for their life. Now, I'm Melanie Crystal, and this is the Reimagine Success Podcast. As always, you can check me out on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok at Melanie Crystal. And I can't wait to talk to you again on the next episode. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.